This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Find in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Emor, which we are currently engaged in, of course, is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So I'd like to review some of the things that we've discussed, mostly on Shabbos, different Shabbos since Pesach, with regards to Sfiras HaOmer, and perhaps clarify them a bit and build upon them. One of the main issues which we've discussed this year is the question of the nature of the bracha on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Now, normally we'd assume that the bracha on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is like any other Birchas HaMitzvah. We know that every mitzvah, almost every mitzvah, has a bracha, whether the mitzvah is deraisa or derabanan. Chazal were misakin a bracha mi derabanan on that mitzvah, bracha mi derabanan. And that is how we normally find when it comes to most mitzvahs. So regardless of whether you hold that mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh is a mitzvah deraisa or a mitzvah derabanan based on the machlokes rishonim, either way, you would assume that there's a normal birchas hamitzvah like we find, like we make nightly of asher kedishanu b'mitzvah yisrael v'tzivanu al Sfiras HaOmer. But we pointed out that there seems to be some nuances, some differences when it comes to the bracha of Sfiras HaOmer, which is not applicable to other brachas, birchas hamitzvah. We mentioned, for instance, that there is a din normally that suffik brachos lahakel when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. There is question whether we say suffik brachos lahakel, even though most poskim say that we do say suffik brachos lahakel when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. But normally we also would say sveik sveika brachos lahakel. Even if you have two sveikas, you have two reasons to assume that you're chayev in a bracha. Still, we say, since it might be haitzah shem shemayim levatala, still we are mekel, according to many, many achronim, the Prima Gadim talks about it in the Hakdama to Hilchos brachas. Yet, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, we know that many, many poskim say, if there's a sveik sveika, you're allowed to make the bracha. That's why if one's not sure whether he benched, whether he counted previous night, even though if you know for sure you didn't count, you don't make a bracha for the remainder of Sfiras HaOmer. But if a person is not sure whether he counted the day before, what do we say? Sveik sveika. First of all, maybe you don't have to count every night. Maybe the Bahag Shita that you have to count every night is overruled by most Rishonim, that you don't have to count every night. And even the Bahag who holds that you have to count every night, maybe you did count the night before. Therefore, it's a sveik sveika, and we could be mekel. So we see that we are more willing to make a bracha when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. But those are more of a side point. When it comes to certain halachas, it seems that the bracha on Sfiras HaOmer has a very different character altogether. And that is pointed out by the Vilna Gaon when it comes to two separate halachas in Hilcha, the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer. The first of those halachas is what we mentioned on Shabbos as well a few weeks ago, is that normally when it comes to a mitzvah, if a person may have been mekayim a mitzvah, so we say that you should do the mitzvah again, but we wouldn't allow you to make the bracha again. If a person's mesupuk, whether he was mekayim the mitzvah of lulav, let's say. So we would say you have a suffik, whether you were mekayim it, do the mitzvah again, but we wouldn't allow you to make another bracha. For maybe you were yoytze already the bracha, and we say safik brachas lahakel. If a person was mesupuk, whether he was yoytze tkiya shofar, kriyas megillah, any one of those mitzvahs, we would say certainly do the mitzvah again, but don't make a bracha. That's part of the din of safik brachas lahakel. However, we find a strange din when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. The Shulchan Aruch says, if a person counted at a time where he wasn't sure whether he was Yotze or not, he counted with the Tzibur before Tzei Sakai Chavim, so he's not sure whether he was Yotze. Says the Shulchan Aruch, okay, you counted, now you counted without a bracha, now after Tzei Sakai Chavim, you count again. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you count again with a bracha. And the Vilna Gaon says, why in the world are you counting with a bracha? Maybe you were already Yotze, and when you come back and count again, you're not doing anything. And you're not doing anything, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And then the bracha is a bracha, safek bracha, slahakal. The bracha would be a bracha, levatala. Says the Vilna Gaon, the only precedent we have for such a thing is Kriya Shema, where sometimes a person could say Kriya Shema early, and then without the brachas, and then we'll go back, we'll let him later say Kriya Shema with the brachas. But we know that Kriya Shema is not a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. The Vilna Gaon himself quotes the Tshuva HaRashba that says it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's part of Tefillah. So it's not like we're not sure whether you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, we say you can make a Birchas HaMitzvah. Of course, if it's a suffix, whether you're Mekayim, And therefore it's a suffix right now whether you are being Mekayim when you redo it. Of course we would never let you make a bracha. So why when it comes to Sfira Sa'omer do we allow you to go over the Sfira with a bracha? That's question number one. A very similar question Vilna Gaon points out in another sif in Hilchas Sfira Sa'omer, and that is the halacha is if a person is mechaving during the bracha for the wrong day, while he's making the bracha, he thinks that the day he's going to count is four. And then right after he finishes the bracha, he realizes, oh no, I'm not supposed to count four, I'm supposed to count five. The Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin that yes, a person has to go over the bracha if you hold that the mitzvah is deraisa, since we hold the mitzvah derabanan, so a person could be meikel. That means that there's a tzad to say, there's an opinion that would say that when a person has the wrong kavana of what number he's going to count, bishas the bracha, he didn't count the number yet. Just while he's making the bracha, he thinks four instead of five. Says the Shulchan Aruch, there would be a serious tzad to say, particularly if you hold Sfiras HaOmer is deraisa, even though the bracha is for sure derabanan, you'd have to make a new bracha. I'd have to make a new bracha. The bracha on day one is the same as the bracha on day two, is the same as the bracha on 30 and 33. Why would I have to make a new bracha? So we suggested at the time, like many of the Achronim suggested, that when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, the bracha is not merely a birchas hamitzvah, but the bracha becomes part and parcel of the mitzvah. Ad kidei kach, that the Vilna Gaon called Sham Shita of Rishonim, that the nusach of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer used to be according to certain Rishonim, not like we say, we make a bracha, Asher Kedishonu Mitzvah Savitz Ivano al Sfiras HaOmer, and then we say, Hayoim Yoim, let's say Shmoina Yomim HaOmer. No, it used to be, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaYolam Asher Kedishonu Mitzvah Savitz Ivano, Shehayoim Yoim Chamisha LaOmer, part and parcel of the bracha was the Sfira. So you see, even though we don't pass them like those Rishonim, but still part of the Takana of Sfiras HaOmer was that you have to make a bracha. It wasn't that we have a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, either Deraisa or Bizmana Zemi Drabonad, and Chazal came and tacked on something totally separate, an independent Birchas HaMitzvah. No. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, when Chazal were misaking the bracha, they said this becomes part of the nature of Sfiras HaOmer. And of course the question is, why would they do such a thing? When it comes to every other bracha, they're fine with saying that no, the bracha is separate, nothing to do with the mitzvah. You could be mekayim the mitzvah without the bracha. If you are mekayim, you never go back and say the bracha. The bracha is almost a tangent, it's almost ancillary, totally side point, something nothing to do with the key and mitzvah per se. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, the bracha is part of the key and mitzvah, albeit on a level the Rabbanan, but it's part and parcel of the Kiyam Mitzvah. Why is Sfiras HaOmer different than everything else? So we pointed out at the time that perhaps one could suggest as follows. We see a model for this before. The Gedolei Achronim, namely Rav Yaakov Emden, suggests that such a thing is true when it comes to Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. When it comes to Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, there's indication from the Poskim that even though normally we would say Safek Brachos Lahakel, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, there are certain scenarios, we don't have time to get into it right now, that one doesn't say Safek Brachos Lahakel, and even though you're not sure whether you're Chayiv in a Bracha, we say the Bracha anyways. And the Achronim are perplexed by such a thing. Why would such a thing be? Comes Rav Yaakov Emden and he says this idea. When it comes to Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, it wasn't something a side point. It wasn't something additional that they added on top of the chiyuv of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Rather, they said part and parcel of the chiyuv of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is light and light with a bracha. But here, Rav Yaakov Emden gives us a reason, a very understandable reason. Suggests Rav Yaakov Emden because when it comes to Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, you see someone being madlik Ner Chanukah on a night in the middle of the winter while it's getting dark. You say, why is he being madlik a ner? He's being madlik a ner because he needs light. How is it clear that he's doing it with Persume Nisa to show the nace? So part of the Takana of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, they said, do it with the bracha. So it's 100% clear, maybe to the outsiders, maybe to you yourself. But it has to be clear, has to be
evident from itself, self-evident that a person is doing it l'shem mitzvah. So I suggest that perhaps the same thing is true when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. Because a person can make a very similar mistake when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. Just like you could witness someone lighting Hadlakas near Chanukah, and you could say, why are you lighting Hadlakas near Chanukah? Oh, you need light. You have nothing to do with the nates whatsoever. So therefore we need the bracha to come and show that no, I'm doing it l'fir Sumei Nisa. A similar mistake could be made when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. For we know that Sfiras HaOmer is not the only Sfira that is a tzivui, that is a mitzvah in the Torah. For instance, we know Beis Din has a mitzvah of Sfira when it comes to Yovel. We know that a woman has a mitzvah of Sfira when it comes to Shiva Nikin. However, there's a stark difference between our Sfira HaOmer and, let's say, the woman's Sfira of Shiva Nikin. For instance, we know that when it comes to our mitzvah, we make a bracha. A woman who's flying Shiva Nikin, she's not making a bracha. Some would even go further and say that there's no chiyah for her to articulate it. That's the pashup shot. There's no obligation for her to say, today is the first day of the Shiva Nikiyim, today is the second day. Although there was the sheet of the Shlah who argued that there was such a mitzvah. I believe it was the Nadi Yehuda who said that the Shlah loved mitzvah so much, Oyev mitzvah lo yisba mitzvah. He made up a mitzvah on his own to count Shiva Nikiyim. There's no such mitzvah, says the Nadi Yehuda. But be that as it may, there certainly is no chiyah bracha over here. Now what is the difference between Shiva Nikiyim, where there's no obligation to make a bracha, and Sfiras HaOmer, where we've been making a bracha for the entirety of time, and we will continue to make a bracha? So Tosis adds this kasha. But Tosis famously asks this question, I believe it's in the Sefer Ketubot. And so Tosis says, what's the difference? Why is a woman counting Shiva Nikiyim not making a bracha, and we, every single night, are making a bracha? Tosis says as follows. A woman can't make a bracha when it comes to counting Shiva Nikiyim, because let's say she doesn't complete the Nikiyim. Let's say she doesn't get to the end. So let's say she sees Vitzay Seret and the Shiva Nikiyim is broken up. So then the mitzvah falls by the wayside. It comes out that all of the counting and all the brachas that she did on the first day, second day, third day before she saw Dam Nidus was a bracha levatala. However, Tosis is clearly assuming, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, the Pashat Shad is, Tosis says, we don't care if he forgets. We don't care if in the middle he's not going to be able to count. Either because Tosis holds that he can continue counting, or Tosis disagrees with the Bahag that you have, but Tosis disagrees with the Bahag that you have to stop in the middle, or Tosis says, we don't care, even if you have to stop in the middle, it doesn't make a difference. What's Tosis getting at? When it comes to the mitzvah of Shiva Nikiyim, there's one mitzvah to be able to count every single day all the way until she's able to go to the mitzvah and become Tahora. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, the nature of the mitzvah is entirely different. Every single day is its own mitzvah. Since every single day is its own mitzvah, I don't care whether I'm going to miss counting the other day. When it comes to Shiva Nikiyim, if I don't get to finish the whole thing, there is no point in my Sfira. The whole thing is wasted. Every bracha is a bracha of Atala. But when it comes to the Chiyuv of Sfiras HaOmer, every single day is its own chiyuv to count that day. Whether you count tomorrow or not, today I was mekayim that chiyuv of counting Sfiras HaOmer. If this is the case, so perhaps we could argue as follows. There are two reasons why a person could count something. There's a reason a person would count something because he has to know when the end, when day X comes. So it could be I could have to count Sfiras HaOmer because I have to know when the 50th day is. We have to bring a carbon. It's Yom Shavuos and we have a Yom Tzen. How am I going to know when the 50th day since the second day is? I have to count. But counting in and of itself is not so integral. The mitzvah of the Sfira is merely there to make sure I know when that day 50 comes. That's what's going on when it comes to the Sefira, the counting of Shiva Nikiyim. The counting itself is not important. What's important? That she gets to the end and could go to the mitzvah. Varaya, if she sees in the middle, everything was a bracha levatala, says Tosis. There's no point in the whole thing. There's no chashivas, there's no significance, no importance to counting itself, to counting this day itself. The whole significance is that she knows when the appropriate time is to go to the mitzvah, and therefore she can't make a bracha, because let's say she doesn't end up getting there, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, say, Chazal are telling us that no, every single day is a Sfira, every single day is a mitzvah, every single day is significant. Whether you get to the end or not, we have to, the counting of each day is significant on its own right. It's not merely a hachana to know when day 50 is. It's not merely a hechzer to know when to bring the carbon. No, I'm counting day four. There's a chiyuv to count day four in and of itself. That is a mitzvah. Why would this be? So simply, we could argue, we could suggest many things as we will bli neder tomorrow night. But the most simplest understanding of why there's a difference when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, that every single day is a mitzvah b'shnei atzma, and when it comes to Shiva Nekiyim, let's say, we assume that there's no mitzvah until you get to the end. Most simply, one could argue based on the Sefer Chinuch. The Sefer Chinuch tells us, what's the reason behind Sfiras HaOmer, what's the reason behind the entire mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? Explains the Sefer HaChinuch, it's to show our desire for Matan Torah, to show how much we're learning, you're yearning to get to Matan Torah, to get to Har Sinai. So therefore, it's not just that I know when Matan Torah is. How do I express how excited I am? How do I express that I'm looking forward, that I am yearning for that day? I have to count. So the counting itself is an expression of yearning for that day. Therefore, the counting itself of every single day is a mitzvah b'shnei atzma, says the Sefer Chinuch. U'mipnei ken ki koli karen shi Yisrael, our entire purpose is Matan Torah. Uba'avura nigla, that's when it came out of Mitzrayim, is Sabeinu Limnois, Laharais Binashenu HaChafet HaGodol HaYoyim HaNichla, to show our desire to get to Matan Torah. The counting of every particular day is a mitzvah. It's not simply so we know when the end is, so we know when Shavuot is. No, I have to count today to show that I'm desiring right now, I'm yearning for Matan Torah. If that is the case, how do Chazal make it 100% clear that our sphera is an entirely different sphera in nature than the sphera of Shiva Nekiyim? How do Chazal make it clear to the one counting and to the one observing that this sphera is not just about knowing when day 50 is, but this sphera is about today? Knowing that today is day 4 to the Omer, that there are a certain amount of days left till I'm in Kabbal Torah, they made a bracha. The bracha is telling you, right now you're doing a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah of just getting to the end. Then we wouldn't make a bracha every single day. I make a bracha every single day to tell you that today is one mitzvah. Tomorrow is another mitzvah. The next day is another mitzvah. Every day is a mitzvah of counting the sfira sa'omer. Therefore, the bracha is part and parcel of the mitzvah. If you didn't have a bracha, so then the mitzvah wouldn't be complete. You would think you're just counting to know when the end day is, to know when 50 day is. So therefore, part of the they said count and count with the bracha. That's why we see so many chumras when it comes to the bracha of Sfiras HaOmer. I suggested that's why even those that normally don't say L'Shem Yichud, we find by Sfiras HaOmer they're all saying L'Shem Yichud. Why? So I'll be pashtus, it could be because the people say it in shul together, so the minhag became people say L'Shem Yichud. But perhaps Minhag Yisrael Torah, we say L'Shem Yichud to show ourselves, I'm not just counting so I know when Shavuos is. I'm counting because right now there's a chiyuv to count. There's a separate chiyuv to count. Today is the fourth day of the Omer. Of course, when I say this, when I say that every day is a chiyuv b'fnei atzmo, of course, there are those that respond, yes, that's true according to most Rishonim that say that if you miss a day, you continue the next day because every day is a chiyuv b'fnei atzmo. But dozens of Bahag hold that it's one big chiyuv, and therefore the Bahag says if you miss a day, you can't continue counting. He doesn't hold that every day is its own chiyuv. I believe that's incorrect, as many Achronim say, that even the Bahag holds that every day is its own independent chiyuv, but to expound upon that, you'll have to wait for tomorrow.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.